CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday, the 27th of March, 2022. Here are the main news headlines. Giles Reid, G1MFG, Silent Key. RSGB National Radio Centre reopens. Emergency comms in the Azores. We start with the sad news that the Radcom technical editor, Giles Reid, G1MFG, has become a silent key following a short illness. Since June 2006, he's been an integral part of the Radcom and GB2RS team and will be missed by his colleagues as well as many in the wider amateur circle. An obituary is on the RSGB website under Silent Key. We will be adding to this web page and sharing a fuller tribute to Giles in the May edition of Radcom. Our thoughts are with his family and his friends at this difficult time. The RSGB is pleased to announce that the National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park will reopen on Monday the 28th of March. It will be open 7 days a week as usual. The Society is sorry to have had to close the NRC last week because of a significant number of volunteers suffering from COVID, and it's grateful for your support of that decision. If you had hoped to visit last week, the RSGB is sorry for any disappointment caused, and the volunteers look forward to welcoming you soon. The island of Saint-Georges in the Azores has suffered over 1,800 earthquakes in 48 hours. The regional government has prepared contingency plans to protect the island's population. CT1END, the Emergency Communications Coordinator for Portugal, reports that a group of 9 radio amateurs are working to support emergency communications locally and back to Portugal. Radio amateurs are asked to steer clear of 3.75 to 3.76 MHz overnight, 7.1 to 7.11 MHz during the day, and around 14.3 MHz for those amateurs outside the region. All radio amateurs are encouraged to listen carefully and avoid causing any interference to emergency operations on those frequencies. More at iaru-r1.org. A brief reminder now, in the UK the clocks went forward 1 hour at 1 a.m. this morning, the 27th of March. Voting in the RSGB 2022 AGM is now open. There are 3 resolutions to vote for, including the endorsement of 2 nominated board directors. They've been put forward by the RSGB Nominations Committee, but it is RSGB members who choose whether or not to endorse them. The Society encourages all members to read the CVs and personal statements of the nominated directors and then follow the voting links to cast a vote. On the RSGB AGM web pages, you can see the draft accounts and submit a question for the RSGB board to answer on the online AGM. Go to the RSGB page to find all the information and links that you need. Each IARU region holds a general conference every 3 years, timed so there is one regional conference every year. The reports of past Region 1 conferences, including the one in 2021, can be accessed via the iaru-r1.org. Just go to How IARU Works in the About IARU section. The annual School Club EU Day activity takes place on the 5th of May between 0800 and 1800 UTC. The aim is to make contacts with and among school amateur radio clubs and training stations, as well as school children with their own call signs. A certificate of participation will be issued for stations that send an excerpt from the log of that day. Search online for Annual School Club EU Day to learn more. Details of rallies and events, please send your rally and event news as soon as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We'll publicise your event in Radcom on GB2RS and online. There are no rallies in the diary for next weekend. The 36th QRP convention will be held on the 9th of April in Digby Hall, Sherborne, DT93AA. On the 10th of April, the Lincoln Shortwave Club Spring Rally will be at Festival Hall, Caister Road, Market Raisin, LN83HT. Now for DX News, PTDF6QC will be active at DA0HEL from Heligoland Island, EU127, until the 2nd of April. A side trip to nearby Helgoland Dune is also planned, when activity as DL0IH will only be during the morning and early afternoon hours. QSL via DF6QC Director Bureau. Jean-Luc F1ULQ will be active as TO1Q from Guadeloupe, NA102, until the 8th of April. He'll operate SSB and FT8, and possibly on satellites and EME as well. QSL via Logbook of the World, via F1ULQ, either Direct or Bureau, or Log Search on Club Log. Look for Janusz PJ5/SB9FIH, Roman PJ5/SB9FOW, Dariusz PJ5/SP9MQA, to be active from Sint Eustatius, NA145, until the 7th of April. They'll operate SSB, CW, RITI, and FT8 on 10 to 40 meter bands, QSL via Club Lux OQRS, or via SB9FIH for both PJ5/SB9FIH and /SB9FOW and SB9MQA for PJ5/SB9MQA. I understand that. Now for the special event news commemorating the 150th anniversary since the death of Samuel Morse on the 2nd of April 1872, OE0 Morse will be on the air, CW only, throughout April. QSL via Club Logs OQRS, Logbook of the World, or EQSL, a certificate will be available. The Isle of Wight Radio Society is planning a rather unusual special event station on a sandbank that only uncovers for a few minutes at extreme low water twice a year. GB1BB is planning to be active over the Easter weekend, depending on tide times. Follow the story at iowrs.org. Dennis G7AGZ/M3DJS is running a project in two parts for the Cornwall Hospice Care. The first part will be a special event station using the call sign GB0CHC that will run throughout April on all bands from 80 metres to 70 sems from home. The second part will be a six-peak challenge that he hopes to complete in 12 days subject to weather conditions. All information on the GB0CHCQRZ.com page. Contest news this weekend: the CQWPX contest runs for 48 hours, ending at 23:59 UTC today, the 27th. Using SSB only, 1.8 to 28 megs bands where contests are permitted. The exchange's signal report and serial number. Gibraltar Amateur Radio Society will be active as ZB2BU in the contest with a multi-op low-power entry. On Monday, the RSGB FT4 contest will run from 20:00 to 21:30 UTC. Using 8040 20 meter bands, the recommended dial frequencies will be 3.576, 3.579, and 3.582 MHz, 7.0475, and 14.080 MHz. The exchange's signal report in your four character location. On Wednesday, the UK EI Contest Club 80 meter contest runs from 20:00 to 21:00 UTC. Using CW only, the exchange is your six character location. Rules are at ekeicc.com. On Saturday, the FT8 International Activity Day will run from 0800 to 2000 UTC. FT4 on 1.8 to 28 megs bands, the exchange of signal report and four character locator. Next Sunday sees the Spring 70 megs contest run from 0900 to 1200 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number, and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, "We had a good week of HF propagation with moderate solar flux index numbers and generally quite geomagnetic conditions. The KP index has not been above 3, at least by Thursday when this was written, and the SFI has been hovering around the 100 mark, which was enough to stir 12 metres into action with occasional 10 metre openings. A proton storm was detected earlier in the week, courtesy of the LASCO instrument on the SOHO spacecraft. This was as a result of a CME on the far side of the sun, which was luckily not Earth-directed. We now have a sense of excitement as a new sunspot group is currently turning into the Earth-facing position. Active region 2975, along with a larger Earth-sized sunspot group, appears to be in growth phase. Most regions will likely be a threat for at least minor C-class or moderate M-class solar flares over the next week. NOAA predicts the SFI may rise from 98 to perhaps 120 over the next 7 days. Geomagnetic conditions are forecast to be unsettled around the 1st of April, with a predicted KP index of 5. A coronal hole became Earth-facing on Thursday, so there's also the chance of an elevated KP index and reduced MUFs over the weekend. Finally, with the spring equinox here, this is a good time for north-south paths on HF, higher band contacts into South Africa and South America have been prevalent over the last week and should continue for a few weeks. Now for VHF and up, through much of the coming week we'll see high-pressure systems dominating the weather charts and continue to provide a chance of further tropo paths on VHF and UHF. In this case, the high pressure will at times be centred right over the country, and when this happens, the temperature inversion may be too close to the ground for longer distance tropo, since it is changes in the refractive index of the air across the inversion that makes tropo work for RF waves. To avoid problems near the high centre, it's better to look for paths around the side of a big high to get the best DX. There are some weather models that try to break down the high later in the week, so make the most of the better conditions when you can. There are still signs of disturbed solar conditions, so there's always a chance of some aurora to play with, or, of course, any random meteors may be worth a check, especially in the morning. There are reports of some strong sporadic E signals on 10. As we move into April, and it becomes a more regular item on the menu, say for 10 metres and perhaps 6 metres on digital modes. Moon declination is increasing and goes positive again on Friday, so moon windows and peak moon elevation will increase. With perigee last Wednesday, path losses are low, but increase as the week progresses. 144 meg sky noise is low all week. That's it from the propagation team this week, and that's all from me until next week.